Rabbi Grinstein has finally consented to give us a vort.
A vort. Sure, my pleasure. A good evening to everyone. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a pleasure to be in Cape Town in general, and to this particular shul in particular that I heard so much about, but never had the privilege of actually davening in. And that's exactly what I thought I'd share with you during the next 3 minutes. We just davened the silent Amidah, and then we had the Chazan repeat word for word, letter for letter, exactly what we already said. And the very obvious question is why? Once upon a time, indeed, there were people that either didn't know how to daven, or they didn't have a sitter in front of them, and therefore you needed a Chazan to get up and say word for word, letter for letter, the Amidah, and everyone answers, Amen, and they fulfill their obligation that way, very much like many other places in Jewish law, such as reading Gillah and many other obligations where one person does it on behalf of everyone else. But we all davened before the Chazarat Hashatz. We all davened already, so therefore, why was it so critical that the Chazan repeat word for word what we've already done in a situation in which we all already davened? So there could be two possible answers to that question. The first answer is general. And that is that in the halachic system, once an enactment was made, even if the reason for the enactment is no longer relevant, we still keep the enactment. And there's many examples like this, where even if the reason is not relevant, we still keep the enactment. And since the rabbis made this enactment, though what motivated them was that people were not davening, either because of lack of Hebrew or lack of sitters, once the enactment's there, it's there to stay. And in order to annul it, there's a whole procedure, and we can't go through what that procedure is. Suffice it to say, we don't have the ability to annul it. But there could be a second answer that's very particular to davening. Davening is patterned, amongst other things, over what used to happen in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, and the sacrifices that used to be brought. And there's two kinds of sacrifices that were brought in the temple. Korbanot Yachid and Korbanot Tzibur. There were personal sacrifices that people brought, either because they did something wrong on Shabbos and they brought a Korban Chatat, or because something amazing happened to them, they wanted to thank God like a Korban Todah, and many other examples of things that happened personally to people. But there was another set of sacrifices that were brought in the temple, and that was called Korbanot Tzibur, namely communal sacrifices. Once every morning, there was something called a Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, their daily sacrifice brought in the morning, or Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, the daily sacrifice brought in the afternoon, which wasn't personal, it was brought on behalf of all the Jewish people. The Musaf that we bring on the holidays and the Shabbos and the Rosh Chodeshes of the year are communal sacrifices. And therefore, when they patterned davening, says the Shilta Giborim, and later on, the one who made it famous was Rav Soloveitchik, we have to exactly mimic what used to be. First and foremost, a Korban Yachid. We come before God individually, though we're all davening in the same room, we're all saying our own private Amidah with our own issues that we bring before God. And then we come before God as a community, as a Korban Tzibur, and come and say the same Amidah, not having in mind my personal needs, but having in mind the needs of the community. In a word, in your private Amidah, you should daven that you should have enough money to send your kids to Jewish school. In the public Amidah, the Chazan should have in mind not that I have enough money, but that the community has enough financial resources to maintain all the Jewish institutions that the community has. In my private Amidah, I daven for the person I know is sick. In the public Amidah, I should have in mind the Jewish people as a whole who are praying for all the Jewish people and all of humanity, that they should have cures for all the sicknesses that, God forbid, struck them. And therefore, every single day, both in Shacharit and at Mincha, we mimic what used to be in the temple. First we daven for ourselves, and then we daven for the community. Just like we used to bring a korban for ourselves and a korban for the community, so too, to this very moment, until the temple is rebuilt at least, that's what we do in our small temple in the synagogue, when there's a minyan together. We first daven for ourselves, and then we look out for the community. And I believe, and with this I can close, that's exactly a mindset that a Jew should have. Always on the one hand, looking after himself, being it his family, being it his acquaintances, but at the same time, on the other eye, looking out for the needs of the community. Thank you all very much.